She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, well, hello there. It is Dr. Holly Lucille, and yes, I might be all of those things, but I have a guest with me today that is all of those things and more. And at the end of this segment, sorry, I'm a little winded from, you all don't need to know anything about that. But at the end of this segment, you are going to be introduced to one woman that is articulate, passionate, smart, but she's also probably one of the most beautiful people that I know. Her name is Dr. Donnie Wilson. Donnie, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, Holly.
You're so welcome. Okay, I am in the saddle here. Okay, in my first segment, sorry, I got off to a little bit of a running start, I should say. So I'm so happy you're here because, you know, I have heard the tweets and the posts and everybody's all on Twitter about your new book that just dropped, The Stress Remedy. And I've seen it, I've read it, I commented about it, and I use it in my practice, and I'm so very proud of you. But just give me a little bit of background about, I mean, there's so much information out there. You, as well as I, are naturopathic doctors. I've had you on my show, Mystifying, before. You have so much information about so many amazing things. Why was it stress that you chose to focus on?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, it was a challenge for me when I knew I wanted to write a book, and I could have chosen so many different subjects. And at the same time, I felt like I wanted to write a book that patients could really use. Patients, as well as someone who may not even be a patient yet, someone who just starts to feel like there must be some reason that all their symptoms are occurring at once. And that they may be interconnected and that there may be something they can do to support their body to heal. And I wanted to create a resource that is almost a manual that helps people to understand the science behind what they're experiencing in their body and what they can do on their own to help to change that.
That is absolutely amazing. And, you know, one of the things that I always say on this show and in my daily life and with my patients is, hey, you know, this whole idea about having primary care providers, right? And of course, we have so many conversations going on in the United States right now about healthcare insurance and, you know, the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, et cetera. But wouldn't it be fun to just turn that on its head and actually be primarily in charge of providing care for yourself? This, as a manual, as you say, probably helps people do that so well.
Yes, and then they end up feeling like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that this isn't provided in other places where I'm looking for healthcare. And they start to realize that, you know, when you're really wanting to heal and figure out what's going on with your body, knowing that you can feel better, you do have to become an advocate for yourself and start learning and understanding your body. So what I did is really come with the intent of wanting to translate the science, like you do so much of the time, Holly, translate the science into something that can make sense on a daily basis, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, I had a show prior to this one called It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. And I think part of our job, I mean, docere, doctor in Latin means to teach. And I think that we also have the burden not just to teach, because you know as well as I do that there's me on the radio, there's you out there stomping the legislature in New York and doing webinars, and you have an amazing newsletter. There's all these people that are teaching, but can we actually step it up a bit and lead? Can we actually step it up a bit and start to facilitate understanding for folks so they can really, truly own their own healthcare? And I think that's the question.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hoping to do. And I'm finding that there's a lot of people out there who just starving for this information. You know, they're looking for it. And they're wanting to understand the interconnectedness. In the book, I use the word synergy a lot because it's just really trying to grasp the complexity of our bodies, the interconnectedness, and to see that, you know, there can be vicious cycles that are created when, say, the diet is off track, the blood sugar is off track, the sleep cycle is off track. It's going to become a vicious cycle in the direction you don't want to be going. But at the same time, if we can get those things working in sync again, we can create a positive synergy that ends up creating positive health. And not just for the moment. I mean, it's one thing to solve some symptoms that might be going on currently, like, say, recurrent infections or allergies or even digestive issues. But when we do that, we're actually preventing more chronic conditions like cancer and heart disease.
That's okay. So you I think you hit the nail right on the head. And I want to ask you a little bit more about this, because I gave a lecture once called, I'm going to remember this title. It was not digestion of hormones. It was actually, the tagline was treating upstream, and it was a clinical, clinical applications of modern day stress, the need to treat upstream. And so for me, what is that? I think what I was seeing in my practice, and you probably illustrate this so well in your book, is that a lot of the downstream, per se, things that people were presenting with, whether it would be cardiovascular disease, cancer, obesity, fatigue, sleeplessness, hormone imbalances, I could trace upstream to really at least one or two or three contributing factors that had to do with chronic compounded stressors.
Exactly. And that's exactly why I call it the stress remedy. I mean, I think people can relate, because a lot of times they find themselves in a doctor's office, whether it's from IBS or autoimmunity, and if they ask the doctor, why is this happening? A lot of times the answer is stress. You know, you can get that as an answer, but it's not really a solution. It's just like, okay, well, this is kind of this vague thing called stress that we can't do anything about. So I wanted to, like you're suggesting, is you, when you look upstream, you see where all of these arrows come together around this concept of stress. So I'm in a large portion of the book going through and explaining what is stress. Because sometimes too, Holly, it's more than what we might think of as stress. Like there's, you know, sort of psycho-emotional mental stresses, just a right. deadline or a crisis. Those, I think, right. a lot of people think of as a stress. But there's other stresses, too,
yes.
that we may not be realizing are stresses on our bodies.
So give me a couple of examples. Yeah, definitely. Give me an example, because I think what you're about to say is are stressors that I call passive stressors. And we certainly know when a stressor is in our face and we wake up to it every morning and sometimes in the middle of the night. But I think passive stressors are stressors that people don't realize that they have. So please, yeah, tell me more about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the passive stressors, or I talk about them as synergy disruptors, right? Because they're things that throw off your synergy, and they may be happening every day in a way that you may not realize. I mean, it could be something like just not getting enough sleep, you know, just not having enough hours to get sleep. You know, sometimes it's either you have a newborn waking you or a new business, and you're just trying to find the hours to get the sleep in, or that your sleep is disrupted and we need to address it. But it can also be something like irregular blood sugar levels where, you know, we tend to, especially when we are stressed, skip meals and go long hours without eating, which tends to, you know, make our blood sugars drop. And then we tend to have larger meals, which makes our blood sugar go too high. And those
right.
blood sugar fluctuations, even though it's not diagnosed as diabetes, it's still stress to the system.
It's a huge stress. Now, I know these segments go really fast, and we have about 30 seconds left. So you're going to come back, because we have so much more to talk about. But where can people get a hold of this book, and how can they know more about you?
They can learn a lot more about the book at thestressremedy.com. It is also available at Amazon and iBooks and the usual ebook locations.
And then also, Donnie, what's your website?
My website is empoweringwellnessnaturally.com.
All right, and if I could spell, I could spell all those words, and I'd get to you in a hot second, because you're my East Coast girl. All right, I gotta go. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Donnie Wilson, The Stress Remedy.